minute to go. Come on, SoCal. 818-985-5735. And if you don't even agree with the content, if you think this is all poo-poo-poo, at least pledge your support that we have the ability to question the authority, that we have the ability to have these wonderful programs and programmers who think outside the box, who are not given something from the State Department or the Pentagon and said, read this sucker and make sure it looks good. We don't have any of that. Call up and support that. 818-985-5735. 818-985-KPFK. I have 30 seconds to go, and I would love to see another three people call up in that 30 seconds. If you're listening to me in San Diego at 93.7 FM, call us right now, 818-985-5735. If you're listening to us in beautiful Santa Barbara at 98.7 FM, call right now, 818-985-5735. I want to thank everyone who's calling. I want to thank our wonderful phone answerers, and I want to thank you, the KPFK listeners, because you make my job so beautiful and so rewarding. And I want to thank D'Angelo Jones in Master Control. I am Christine Blasdale. Stay tuned for more Fun Drive programming coming your way right here in this incredible radio station, KPFK.
This is Michelle Schacht, and you're listening to radio powered by the people, KPFK. 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara.
This, Justin, as a public radio listener, your abilities to recognize humor, satire, and just plain funniness may have been dulled by endless hours of monotone dogmatic discussion. If you are one of these people, you may be suffering from irony deficiency. The sketches and performances on the Pocho Hour of Power are intended as political satire and are not performed with the intent to express hostility to persons of any nation, creed, gender, race, or ethnicity, or on the basis of their identity, sexual preference, or preoperative condition. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Pocho Hour of Power! Let's do this.
Hey, little homie. You playing the congas. You know what time it is, this is?
Do I know what time it is? Oops, it's time for the Pocho Hour!
Glad I didn't miss it. Show.
Good evening, my fellow citizens. Good evening, my fellow citizens. Good evening, my fellow citizens. Good evening, my fellow citizens.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. It's the Pocho
Hour
of
Power.
Oh, my God. We're finally, we're like a chorus.
We rehearsed that.
That was great.
That's pretty good.
Hey, I want to thank Christine Blasdale for being on 24/7 on KPFK.
She's the hardest working
employee
at KPFK.
I mean, hats off to her. If I wore a hat, I would take it off for her. But thank you, Christine Blasdale. She's the steam engine here or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How's everybody doing?
Doing marvelous.
Doing great.
A little bit under the weather, but I'm all right.
Oh, yeah. All right. Come
you
on,
look
Jeff.
So good, Jeff.
Cheer up, man.
I know it sucks, man. I was in bed all day yesterday.
Oh, dude.
By myself.
That's a change.
That's when you know you're not feeling well.
Oh, no. Oh. It's been a hard week. Lots of weird stuff happened to me all week. And, yeah, you know.
It's been that week.
I don't want to talk about my family, but they're problematic. couple of the members, the younger ones, but... we'll keep it at that. I don't know. It's kind of something was in the air, Patrick.
I guess so.
Like
something was out of the air.
Congratulations on single-handedly plugging.
I capped the gas leak.
Gas leak for a run
by myself. I put my hand in it.
No, he put some masa, right, from tamales.
Well, we put
from
cement. I got my guys from Home Depot. And we went up there. We threw cement down the hole.
Oh, that was good.
No, the Porter Ranch gas leak is capped.
It costs $50.
It costs plus labor.
Plus some food. Come on.
Yeah, I had to buy him some tortas. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, the Porter Ranch gas leak is finally capped, and all the residents who are evacuated are moving back. We're back at our house, and our family, our kids are loving it.
Well, congratulations.
So, yeah.
Now, are you
we're no longer refugees in the city of L.A.
Are you playing with masks on, or how are you guys handling it?
We wear gas masks outside the house. Inside, it's more of a handkerchief over the mouth.
Okay. Really? I mean, is it still kind
no,
of
it's,
smell?
No, it's completely
it
gone.
Really?
Yeah, as soon as they capped it, it's just like if you turned off the stove, there's no more gas smell at all. You know,
wow.
Like, and it was going from millions of, you know, cubic whatever feet.
Bethels
a day to zero. So it's literally done. Actually, they haven't. The state has not certified. You know, the gas company said they capped it, but the state hasn't gone and tested and made sure that it's
but it passes the smell test.
The smell test, yeah.
Well, that's good.
I'm not constantly getting blamed for Bezos anymore.
How many Pedoro families were out there?
It took a while to detect.
Was thousands and thousands of families, right?
Yeah,
it's pretty amazing. That's sad. What else?
Well, tell us about you. You're going to leave us early today.
I'm about to leave
because
right
you're going to appear on Fox 11 News.
That's right. At around 5:40, set your DVRs, everybody. I know it's so exciting.
This hour,
can't wait to hear me talk once more about Border Town. at 5:40, I will be on Fox Channel 11. And talking about Border Town, our new episode this Sunday for the animated sitcom that I work on, Border Town, is called Groundhog Day, and it is about the a baby is born in Mexiforia that tips the population to Latino majority, Mexican majority, and Bud Buchwald and the white residents of Mexiforia cannot handle it.
Yeah, man.
Can't deal with it.
You're so timely, man, because they just re-announced that
Latinos
have now surpassed Anglo whites, I guess, as the
in California, right?
In California.
Is that the one? Yeah, because it's funny because that article keeps coming out, but people keep passing it around. But then when it did happen, there was a million articles out about it, and they just kept writing new articles about the Latinos are, you know, outnumber whites, and then they wrote one probably L.A. County, and we already knew that one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that one happened years ago, the L.A. County one.
California, and anyway, if you don't pay attention to the date on the articles that I send around, we are just psychic and
you're exactly right.
Ripped from the headlines.
That's right.
Yeah, they probably had to, the Pope gave, he said it wasn't a message for Trump, but he said we shouldn't be building walls. We should be, like, building bridges.
Yeah, that's right. That's
and
right.
So, you know, they hear that. They're like, well, hold up now. Yeah.
But I'll
counter that. Yeah. And Trump is like, well, in heaven, there's the pearly gates. So, you know.
There's a gate.
There's a big, beautiful gate there.
Yeah, and then El Chapo is building tunnels.
And does a very good job.
That's very Christian.
Very
I think.
Christian. What's a tunnel, Pope? I got a question.
Hey, Jesus was buried, in a cave, so, you know.
Well, you know, let me lead off on this pledge drive thing.
Why don't you lead off on this,
pledge
Patrick?
Drive.
It is pledge drive.
Oh,
and,
that's right.
You know, we're going to have a good time here on the Porch Hour of Power, but we want to remind you to support public radio. 818-985-5735 is the number to call. And this first part of the show, we're going to have two tickets to a play starring Rick Salinas called Placas. It's going to be in Boyle Heights, beautiful theater, Casa 0101. And for a $50 pledge, we're going to be giving you a thank you gift of a pair of tickets to see Placas. And we actually have Rick Salinas, the star of the show, Placas, on the line. What's up, Rick?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Thanks for having me on.
Hey, Rick, what's happening, brother?
Right, I'm good. I'm now, donning fake tattoos to portray.
Come on, you were Mara Salvatrucha this whole time. Don't pretend.
I know. You know, even though I did have the My Pony tattoo next to the MS.
My Little Pony?
Yeah.
That's tough,
man.
No, man,
it's. I'm so glad to be back in L.A. This is our 18th city. We've been touring this for about 3 years now.
Wow.
And it's just been so highly successful because it's ultimately a play about redemption. And it's very salvadoreño. Very salvadoreño. We mentioned pupusas at least 17 times.
Oh, my God. Well, that's the...
that's the barometer.
Yeah.
Certified.
But we're at Casa 0101, and I hope people come check it out. We're there for 2 weeks, Thursday through Sunday. And it's always great, you know, talking to you guys, and you guys always promote great art and culture and, of course, social commentary, and that's what I'm about.
Right. Well, Rick, you know, as people might know you from Culture Clash and all the performances you've been doing for years, and it's kind of Chicano theater, known as Chicano theater, and here you are outing yourself as a Salvadoran. What's up with that?
Oh, he's riding the pupusa wave.
Yeah. You know, that's one of the biggest misconceptions that, you know, that Culture Clash, like a big Chicano group, but I always say I'm Chicano through osmosis, man. You know that, Jeffrey, right? Aren't you Chicano through osmosis?
That's right, brother.
Osmosis is my homie.
Osmosis
from
is my gang name.
That's your gang name.
Osmosis Jones, right?
Don't make me laugh.
But no, you know, this is totally a Salvi piece. It's one slice of Salvadoreño life. You know, we're not all in that lifestyle. And the thing that we're trying to do is that, you know, there's people in that lifestyle, in the gang culture, they're trying to rehabilitate themselves. And the best way to do it is by getting their tattoos removed. So tattoo removal is a big part of this piece. And everywhere we go, we have healing circles. We have outreach. We have community coming to see this play that have never seen a play in their life. So it's a trip to see first-time theater goers. See a play that reflects their reality.
Wow! Do they shout at the screen, so to speak?
No, Lalo, I'm telling you, one time, I don't know whose idea it was, but they were selling popcorn, and they're eating popcorn like if they're watching a movie, and they're trying to deliver monologues that are heart wrenching, and people are just. Yeah, because we've taken this play to Fresno, Stockton, Sacramento, Merced. So it really reaches out a community that rarely sees theater. But luckily, we're doing it with Placas, the most dangerous tattoo.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was lucky enough to see it last time it was in L.A. And, you know, I guess it's a story of a gang member who's gone to jail, right, and come out.
Yeah.
And now... he finds that his son is kind of following in his footsteps.
Yep. It's, you know, it's loosely based off Alex Sanchez, who is the founder of Homies Unidos here in Los Angeles. And it also is based off interviews. And Paul Flores, the writer, he interviewed this family that had three rival gangs within their own home.
Jeez.
There were three, the son, the wife, and his old lady and the guy. Three different gangs. And when he told me that, I said, wait a minute, this is a sitcom, right?
I knew that was the base of my problems. My wife's in a different gang than mine.
Yeah, I can't cross the border to the bathroom. Hit upside my head.
You better put the toilet seat up, eh?
Yeah, and you know, it's great that I have a really great cast that is working alongside of me, and we're really throwing it down. We're at Boyle Heights, which is great. You know, there's a lot of problems right now in Boyle Heights, so I think we're trying to say something that there is redemption, that there is hope, that there is second chances. And I think that the Pope already sanctioned this play as, you know, thumbs up from him.
Oh, that's high praise.
It was high praise by the Pope. He said, all right, I give it the thumbs up.
Awesome.
He gave us four halos.
Four halos. A Trump up, right?
Yeah.
Well, we're speaking with Rick Salinas of Culture Clash, and now on a solo show, not a solo show, but in a separate performance called Placas, the Most Dangerous Tattoo, appearing in Boyle Heights at Casa 0101. For a pledge of $50, we are giving away a pair of tickets. If you call now to support KPFK, support Chicano, Latino, Salvadoreño,
thank
you.
And theater, the number to call is 818-985-5735, and you could pick any day you want to see that. You could pick. Just tell the receptionist what day it is that you'd like to go. And whether it's Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, this week or next, obviously Thursday is gone, but you could do Friday, Saturday.
Also Sunday.
Oh, also Sunday. Okay, so Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday next week, or Friday, Saturday, Sunday this week. Tell them which one you want. $50 for a pair of tickets to see Placas.
Awesome.
There you go.
That's it.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. Donate, donate. Help out. Help out the causa.
That's right.
That's right, people.
Mucho hour. That is like the mainstay of us. 4 o'clock. Everybody looks forward to that time. So let's keep it running. So pledge, and you'll come see a real, really good play.
Yeah,
it won't disappoint.
Your money also goes towards our tattoo removal. So
yeah, and
really
we'll
helps.
Add a pupusa with curtido.
Hey, the FCC just called. They said no cussing, Rick.
Oh, yeah, no saying cursido.
Yeah, yeah.
Or pupusa.
Yeah. Or pupusa. All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Rick.
Letting me plug the show, and good luck out there. And you know, I'm always there whenever you need an extra mic voice.
Right on, man. We'll have you in studio next time.
All right, man. Take care, guys.
Thanks, brother.
Later, bro.
That reminds me, you know, Rick is in Culture Clash, and this Saturday, Richard Montoya's dad's, who's recently passed away.
Oh. Jose Montoya.
Jose Montoya is
a noted poet.
One of my role models, and he's they're having a great show, big show at UCLA, a retrospective omnibus show of his drawings and all his materials and things, and that's going to be Saturday at UCLA. I think it's open to the public. It should be. It's
no, I think
UCLA,
so. It's at the Fowler Museum.
Yeah.
UCLA, and it's going to be a huge show with all his drawings. Right. He was part of the Chicano Royal Air Force.
That's right.
He was a poet. What else?
And musician. Printmaker. Writer, everything.
Artist.
And he made this guy, Richard Montoya. So, you know.
Renaissance man.
Yeah. So, a friend of the show also.
Hey.
But that's going to be Saturday. And, you know, Jose Montoya, we tip our fedoras to you, and we remove one less tattoo in your honor. But, guys, thank you so much for holding down the Pocho ship, man. I got a bail and hit that lovely traffic. To the west side.
Awesome. Well,
enjoy.
Good luck out there on Fox News, and keep up the good fight. Everyone, check out Border Town. It's the only Chicano animated comedy on television right now.
That's for sure.
So
sad
it's,
to say.
It's pretty awesome. It's going to be set 7 o'clock now on.
Oh, this Sunday it's going to be at 9:30. But starting next week is the White People Movie Awards. So after that, the next Sunday, 7 o'clock.
Sweet.
Yeah. On Fox. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, man. All right.
Do not make me laugh.
Listen to the show then. 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. Keep calling. Get those tickets.
If you find the phone lines busy, because they're actually swamped right now.
Oh,
phone
yeah, they're busy.
Are swamped, so just keep trying. 818-985-5735 is the number to call. And this is a fun drive show, so we're going to move on with our next guest in a minute. But first, let me
what
tell
do we
you
got going
about,
on, Patrick?
Yeah, let's talk about these things, man. We actually have some awesome thank you gifts that we'd like to give you guys for supporting KPFK. As we said, I believe, are the tickets gone for the theater? If they're not gone, we'll see. But we also have, at the $50 level, we have a box set compilation of freestyle and old school jams put together by Boxy D. It includes Lisa Lisa, Exposé, Sir Mix-a-Lot, Debbie Deb, Stevie B, and I don't even want to say that one, The Return of Vanilla Ice. But these are some old school jams. Show that you support Pocho Hour. You support Chicano radio and participation in the public space, and get down to some old school jams.
Jam.
$50 will get you a thank you gift of a box set of old school jams put together by Boxy D at the $50 level. For the $120 pledge, this is a 10-month sustainer. This is for a year, $120 for the full year, or $10 a month. That equates to $10 a month. Isn't a lot to ask. We have an awesome pack to give away. We have a Gil Scott Heron DVD called Gil Scott Heron in Black Wax.
Black Wax.
We all know Gil Scott Heron from The Revolution Will Not Be Televised.
Rerun.
He's a poet. He was a thinker, a revolutionary. And this is an amazing DVD that's going to be together with the Maurice White interview. which is a Maurice White was
Earth, Wind & Fire.
Earth, Wind & Fire founder.
He just passed away, actually.
Just passed away, yeah. And we have an amazing interview with him included in the set with this DVD for the $120 sustainer level. Please call and pledge at any level, 818-985-5735. We need public radio, and we need the voices that make up public radio, including the Pocho Hour of Power, which adds its unique Latino voice in the city of L.A. How many other stations are letting this kind of material be publicized, letting these kind of conversations happen?
Right.
Show that you appreciate the laughter, the good humor, the perspective, and call. Pick up the phone, 818-985-5735. We need your call right now. The phone lines are, we have a few open.
They're blowing up.
Yep, they're blowing up. We got a few phone lines open. So pick up right now and let's fill those lines, 818-985-5735, and pledge at any level.
Do we have a little something from the Gil Scott-Heron DVD.
All right, so let's hear a little bit of the Gil Scott-Heron in Black Wax DVD.
There's some ghosts of America's past, naturally. People who have been building blocks to the history of this country. And we haven't seen very much of them so far on our tour. But believe you me, as soon as we take a turn around another one or two of these corners, I'm going to take you to a place where all of them are still, well, I couldn't say alive and well. Because even when they're alive, a lot of them wasn't doing that well. But at the very least, I can say that we can show you some of the symbols of the things that we consider when we talk about the history of this particular nation. Come on, let's go. Yeah, they told me this would be quite a surprise, because things have changed here over the last two centuries. It seems as though things have gone even a little bit further than from Plymouth Rock to Acid Rock. You know, there are lots of pieces of American history here. Betsy Ross, I suppose, dealing with the flag. I once heard a suite one time that was written by a guy whose idea was called How Much Nicer It Might Have Been If Plymouth Rock Had Landed on the Pilgrims. Well, I don't know if I agree with all that, but there are certain indications of a long past America here. The clock, the photographs, the ships. But what I really wanted to talk about was something of a new nature, at least in terms of our perspectives of ourselves. Take, for example, this guy standing over here in the corner. A lot of us will recognize him. Did a poem one time called The Watergate Blues. And in The Watergate Blues, hey, straighten it up over here. In The Watergate Blues, one of the big lines that we delivered was that if Nixon knew, Ag knew. Question was, who was around where Hale Boggs died, and what was the cause of LBJ's untimely demise? And what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover, the king is proud of Patrick Gray, while America's faith is drowning beneath a cesspool called Watergate. The candle was passed on from Nixon to Oatmeal Man, you see. As a matter of fact, when Oatmeal Man inherited the presidency some few years ago, well, matter of fact, he looks a little bit more on the job now than he did while he was president. Spent a brief time in the White House and then passed it on to Skippy, who was the victim, or at least the guy who came in second in the last election, collecting 21% of the registered votes.
It's a massive irony for all the world to see. It's the nation's capital, it's Washington, D.C.
That's Gil Scott-Heron. Again, it's a $120 pledge or $10 a month to be a sustainer. Gil Scott-Heron DVD, Black Wax. It's awesome. It's an audio interview CD. Or, again, Maurice White interview, two CD set. That is beautiful. But you ain't going to believe this. We definitely have two tickets for a $50 pledge for the Old School Festival with Lisa Expose, Shannon, Sir Mix-a-Lot, Trent Air. How do you say that?
I don't know.
Debbie Deb, Connie, Stevie B, and the return of Vanilla Ice. That's $50. You get two tickets for $50. You get to see Vanilla Ice. Come on, people. You know you were stop. How'd it go? Stop.
I don't know any of the songs, man.
I know none of them. You don't know no Debbie Deb? How about Lisa Deb, Lisa?
I know Lisa Lisa.
Oh, I remember that.
Never if I take you home.
Yeah. Of course.
Oh, she still look fine.
Does she, Lisa Lisa? She's like 63.
That's right. For $50, you can see if she's still fine or not. We're two. And we have with us right now.
Well, we're going to actually welcome our next guest, Rick Isqueta. Is that pronounced right?
Yeah, you got it right. Thank you very much. Yes, absolutely.
I rock.
So that's why I let him do it.
You're going to be doing the Latino Comedy Night at the Laugh Factory.
Yeah, this Monday in Hollywood at the Laugh Factory. We got Jeff Garcia, We have Jerry Garcia, no relation to Jeff.
Oh, okay.
Just happened to have the same name.
No relation to the acid taking guitarist.
No, no. The what band was that again?
Grateful Dead.
Grateful Dead. No, no relation. We also have Sebastian Satina and Sean Latham.
Okay.
And I'm forgetting one. I don't know who.
Jeff Keller.
Jeff, are you there? Are you there?
I wish I was.
Well, we got to get you out, man.
Yeah, hear me, man.
I run into Jeff a lot.
Yeah.
I run into Jeff a lot at the at
Ice House.
The hostel. I run into you
the
a
hostel,
lot, man.
Yeah. That's a fun gig.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Ice House, I remember.
Yeah. You ain't performed until you perform for people that don't speak English.
Yes, yes. You get a lot of Germans there.
Dude, they're still bitter.
Yeah.
They're still bitter. What's his name? Miguel did a joke about, you know, because he's Jewish, right?
Yeah.
So he asked this one German guy, he goes, what do you do? And the guy goes, I make ovens. Oh. And so he goes, oh, we're just going to move on. Ask this buddy, well, what do you do? He goes, I work with him. I was like, oh,
well, there's
my God.
That place in Orange County in Huntington Beach run by, what's his name? I'm sorry, it'll come to me. But he runs a show out there. It's in a German place, a German restaurant.
Uh-huh.
You know, Huntington Beach,
yeah.
That German place. What's that? Rocky. Rocco? Is that his name?
Oh, Rocco. Yeah, I've never done it, but yeah.
Okay, he says right before the show, no German Nazi jokes. Right. Okay. Before the show.
Right.
Because they'll close them out.
Right.
Rico Fisher. Rico Fisher.
Yeah,
that's
his name. That's crazy. So it's a big night at the Monday night.
Monday night. We're having a big night. Just
what time's the show? What time's the show?
8 o'clock. 8 o'clock. It's usually the Latino night. Right now they haven't been having it every Monday night. They've had this burlesque, so the Latinos are getting beaten out by the burlesque.
What?
Wow.
So that's why we need you pochos out there to come out and support us so we can keep the Latino night alive. I think they're slowly pushing us out. I don't know.
Oh, really?
I was listening to the show before this. It was a lot about conspiracies.
I like that.
So I started thinking of my conspiracy about the burlesque moving in on the Latino night.
That's crazy.
Is that happening everywhere? Are they going to replace East L.A. with a big
I don't know. I don't know, but sex sells. That's all. That's all I know.
What if you combine Latino night with sex? Have you ever thought of that?
Then that would be a sexy Latino night.
I think the name Latino is already sexy enough. You know what I mean? That kind of calls it right there.
Who else is going to be in the show?
Jeff Garcia, who's a very funny guy. Helped me out when I first started out in comedy a lot. And Jerry Garcia, who I started out around the same time, he's getting busy. Sean Latham, who recently moved out to the Midwest, he's been exploring over there. And,
oh, wow.
And he's over here. Victor Vasquez, who's one of the newer cats, getting busier and busier. You know, you see him getting busy. I'm actually working on a documentary right now about starting out in comedy. And the things you have to do. A lot of the comedy documentaries are about the legends.
Right.
And about the veterans, which I totally respect and I love and I'll watch 100 times. Mm-hmm. But there's never been one done with, like, actually interviewing somebody who really has done it a year.
Wow.
And then hearing their answers and then kind of laughing at that because somebody like Jeff, who knows, who's done it for many years, you know, gives a certain respect to the game. Mm-hmm. Compared to somebody who just walks in and is, you know, innocently excited. Mm-hmm. You know?
I'll have a sitcom in a year.
Soul has
I don't know how
been...
many times I've heard that. I'll have a sitcom in a year. I'm like, yeah, go with that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know how that works out
right.
for
me. Right. So their soul hasn't been crushed yet.
No.
No, not at all. No, see, and that's the thing is that there's such darkness in this, and that's what my documentary comes up with. It actually starts off. My documentary starts off with a very dark moment that I caught on video.
Oh, wow.
That I caught on video of some people fighting and almost killing each other on a
comics?
On a bus that I was on. No, not comics, but on a bus that I was on. Just strangers, other people. So the bus was I was unfortunately taking a bus because I got left in another city. Okay, so it just gets darker and darker, right? So we start with that darkness, and then you know we show how you write a joke. How some people don't even write. Some people don't even like using the pen and the paper.
No, they write from watching TV and go, ooh, I like that joke.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
I saw a guy do my whole BET act one time. Right before me. And I was up next.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I tell my jokes and I go, what's going on? And they go, oh, the guy did them before you. I'm like, what? That's how scandalous comedians are.
Yeah, yeah. And I've seen other people do other people's jokes. I haven't seen anybody do mine, but I heard somebody did it. So it's gone you know, that far. But
yeah. And that's this Monday for $50 a pair of tickets, 818-985-5735. Come on, support Latino comedy and support the Potrial Power and KPFK so we can keep having great guests like Rick and who else have we had? Cheech and Chong and Paul Mooney and who else? Patrick?
We've had everyone, man. We've had
Cheech and
Sandra
Chong.
Bernhard.
Cheech and Chong.
Yeah. Sandra Bernhard.
Oh,
and
man, that's great.
They called in.
Oh, they called in?
Yeah, but it was all funny.
Right. No, but
it was both of them.
We did have Tommy Chong on.
Yeah,
Tommy came in. He was hilarious.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Awesome.
To think I'm in the same chair as those guys, that's
actually that's actually amazing. They sat over there.
So what made you decide to get into comedy, man? I mean, do you have a story?
Well, yeah, I always was a comedy fan since teenage years. A lot of my friends in high school can vouch for that. I invited them over all the time, not to show them porn, but to show them stand-up. And, you know, there I was, the only guy in high school, like, really feeding the stand-up down my wow. friends' throats. You know, like, look at this guy, look at that guy, look at this guy. And then it wasn't until I was, like, I did some drama and some theater, and then when I was 25 years old, I tried it. And I bombed. And then I had such respect for it that I didn't want to go back until I figured this out. Yeah. So I spent years watching, observing what they did right, what they did wrong, writing jokes myself. Not even I have a bunch of OJ jokes that I may be able to use now because of the show.
Bring them back,
right?
That was the era.
But at that time, I wasn't doing stand-up. I wasn't on stage. I was just living a regular life, a 9-to-5 job, but secretly writing these jokes, taking speech class, doing emceeing weddings.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, just speaking in front of 100, 200 people, getting comfortable with that.
Yeah, that's tough.
So then years later, I launched off. And 7 years ago, which was 7 years ago, I started. And I've treated it like a business as well.
Yeah, it definitely is a business.
And the craft, I treat it like that, the product, that your secret product that you work hard on as well.
And do you make a living by – can I ask that?
I'm yeah, to yeah, absolutely. I am – surprisingly, not every month in the year, but a lot of good months. Mm-hmm. And the number each year keeps going positive.
Oh, good.
And you're still in the game.
Yeah, yeah, and still in the game. And I really feel like I haven't gotten the attention of the right people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is all it is. And
you stay in the game.
Yeah, you just stay in the game, and you keep building what you got. And one of the things I notice a lot of comedians do, and I have this in my documentary as well, is how they start other things. Like they'll write a book. They'll do voiceover stuff. I'm doing this documentary. Some guys will start something like the roast battle at the Comedy Store.
That's hilarious.
You know, and they're start and it's taking off for them. Another guy, what's his name? Tony, Kill Tony. He does something at the store. And so you gotta kind of think out of the box and not only think that you're gonna be writing jokes and telling jokes or acting like a clown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so is Bobby Lee gonna be on the show?
This Monday?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so,
Well, this Monday is the comedy show that we're talking about.
He's Asian.
And
that's what I'm saying.
But,
he
grew up with Mexicans, so one of his jokes is that he looks like a Mexican with Down syndrome.
Ah, that's funny.
It's his own joke, though.
That's funny. That's two tickets, $50 a pair this Monday, Laugh Factory. It's going to be awesome. What time does the show start again?
8 o'clock.
O'clock. We want you guys to support community radio and support. Come check out Rick Izquieta's act. He's been honing it for years. It's as sharp as a filero in the alley. It's as sharp as a Cholo's razor blade.
Hey.
So, some sharp comedy, eh? So check it out. It's going to be at the Comedy Store. Oh, no, at the Laugh Factory. And we're going to ask that you guys show your support of the show. For a pledge of $50, we're going to include as a thank you gift two tickets to go check out the Latino Comedy Night this Monday at the Laugh Factory. Have a great time on us. So it's going to be with a bunch of stars, Ricky Izquieta and Jeff Garcia.
Hilarious.
How long has Jeff Garcia been in the business?
Forever.
20, since he was a teenager.
Years. He was opening for Dice for me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dice.
Yeah, Jeff's a fun guy, man. You gotta go watch the show. You'll have a good time.
Awesome.
Even after the show, I actually still got a shot at home, a shot glass that he gave me one night. And we stayed up all night at his house drinking. And then he did this whole ritual about every single guy's got one of these, and I asked for it back.
He did one of those.
So, again, that's the last factory this Monday, 8 o'clock. Two tickets, $50. Be a great pledge. Also, let's not forget about the Freestyle Old School Festival with Lisa Lisa Exposé, Shannon, Sir Mix-a-Lot, Stevie B, Debbie Deb, and Vanilla Ice. Again, a pair of tickets for $50.
Right. So just tell the operator what premium you'd like. We have the Freestyle Festival. It's a music festival. What's the date on that festival?
We have
the Latino Comedy Night with Ricky Schietta. And we had the Blacas Theater performance, which I believe is gone. Not sure. But we still have the Blacas Theater performance. A $50 pledge is 818-985-5735 is the number to call. Please pick up your bat phones and call now. Pick up your Chicano Batman phones. 818-985-5735. 818-985-5735.
And that concert with Lisa Lisa, Exposé, Debbie Dab, Stevie B, and Return of Vanilla Ice is May 7th at the San Bernardino Country Fairgrounds.
Me and Vanilla Ice, the guy who's doing those TV shows right now and fixing the houses.
Yeah, he does. That guy, house fixing show. Yeah.
Yeah, like he's fixing houses now.
I didn't listen to his music, but I've seen his house fixing show.
Yeah. Well, he's back in concert. So, hey, if you want to see the guy to fix his houses, try to rap.
Hey, go.
$50, pair of tickets.
Hey, if you're an electrician, take your car. Go watch
who I really want to see in concert is Bob Vila, man. That guy tears it up.
Vanilla Ice will rap and show you how to fix something. That's his new gig.
If I'm a property inspector, I'll be at that concert, like, showing my hands up, reaching up, like, hey, Vanilla, here's my card. You can get that close, probably, in that concert.
Oh, probably.
Yeah, you can get close.
Especially if you get two pair of tickets from here at a $50 premium.
Front row seats.
Front row.
I remember one time I was in Mexico. Uh-huh. I lived in Mexico for 2 years,
oh,
right?
Oh, really? Which part?
Monterrey.
Oh, nice.
Monterrey, Mexico.
Never been.
En el Tecnológico, going to university there.
Oh, cool.
And I went to a concert. Some friends, hey, you want to go see Audio Speedwagon?
What they call Audio?
Audio Speedwagon.
Audio Speedwagon.
And there was like, you could literally go up and touch the guitars because there was no crowd.
Oh, really? Man, it's not big in Mexico, man. Oh, we love Metallica and Morrissey.
Oh, okay.
M.
Not audio.
That reminds me of pronunciation-wise. It reminds me of when I first, someone gave us a book of a comic of Star Wars when we were kids in Spanish. You know, they're like, mira, es el Star Wars. You know, and then you open it up and it's like, C-3PO is all spelled out, and then his little robot sidekick is named Arturito.
Arturito, claro. Arturito, like Arturo.
Yeah, like Arturo. Oh, yeah. It's not even like R2-D2, it's Arturito.
Arturito.
It's little Art.
People, call in. These phones are blowing up. You don't want to miss your chance to see Latino comedy Monday night or Freestyle Old School Festival with the return of Vanilla Ice. You don't want to miss that.
Hello. 818-985-5735 is the number to call. Call now. Don't crash. Use your hands free. 818-985-5735.
That's right. And let's not forget the $120 pledge, $10 a month to be a sustainer for the Gil Scott Heron and DVD and Black Wax.
So, Rick, do you have any material you're not going to use on Monday that you could?
Not going to
use. Anything clean that you can do right now?
You can do.
Anything clean? Well, yeah, I tell this. I talk about my dad being old and that he wants a birthday gift, and he says he wants a tablet so he can chat with his friends, so I bought him a Ouija board. That's pretty much my cleanest one that I love telling at, you know, 60 and over places, you know. They love it
the most. They love it. Look, like, hey, we're going to die. It's hilarious.
You know, the sad thing is the young kids don't know what a Ouija board is.
Yeah, young kids are like, what?
What's a Ouija board?
Is there an app for that?
Can we Google that?
Probably can. I would get a Ouija board app.
It's a game in the 60s that people used to play.
Yeah. I've had some bad experiences with that board. I would never touch one again.
Really? Scared you?
Oh, yeah. Scared the pants out of me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I agree.
Me and two other, like five other witnesses.
Who was controlling it?
It was me and another guy who didn't believe in it. That was the whole crazy thing about it. Yeah. That was
because you asked crazy questions.
Yeah, and energy. There's something about our energy, mm-hmm. but it was in high school.
Because we were kids. We're like, we'd be like, is the devil in this room?
Yeah.
And it'd be like, yes! We're gone. We out. I never played with anything.
The electricity would go through all of us, and then that thing would go flying and hit the wall.
Oh, and then you'd stay up all night. You know, you're like, oh, the devil's here, Mom. Like,
but it's just energy.
My mom's like, the devil is here. It's your father. He needs to get out of here. You're like, oh, my God.
Yeah, someone was saying, like, making fun of the devil in high school, and then the Ouija board said, you mock me.
Oh, smack.
It's like, no one talked like that in our group.
Right, and then stabbed him.
Don't play.
Awesome. Oh, wait, that was a movie.
Oh, yeah, don't play.
We're giving away tickets.
That's right.
A pledge. Pledge, what's the ticket thing?
It's $50.
Yeah.
You get a pair of tickets at the Laugh Factory Latino Night this Monday at 8 o'clock. And let's not forget the San Bernardino Fairgrounds in Victorville. You can see Old School Festival, Lisa, Exposé, Shannon, Sir Mix-a-Lock, Stevie B, Debbie Deb, and Vanilla Ice. Two tickets for a $50 pledge. Come on, people. Support public radio. Where else are you going to get good stuff like this? You're not going to get it anywhere else. Come on, people. And you know you want to see Vanilla Ice. You know you want to see the Gil Scott-Heron DVD in black wax, because you know Gil Scott-Heron is a rapper. He got some stuff to say.
You know what they want to do, Jeff?
What do they want to do?
They want to support the Bochara Power, and they want to support the independent voice that is KPFK and Pacifica Radio.
Right.
Has been a beacon of freedom, a beacon of free thought, a place to come to listen to radical ideas.
I like that.
Outside the box, uncorporatized.
Preach.
Yeah.
Okay? So we need funding to make this happen. It doesn't happen by itself. For 50 years, the people have funded this station.
Well,
you are the people. We are this generation supporters. We need you listening right now to pick up your phone and pledge at the $10, $20, $30 level. If you pledge at the $50 level right now, we have a number of gifts you could ask for. Concert tickets, comedy club tickets, DVDs. If you support at the $120 level, a sustaining member at $10 a month, we're going to send you a box set of DVDs, including Gil Scott-Heron and the Maurice White interview. And we're going to give you our undying gratitude, eternal devotion, and affection.
Yeah, maybe you just like Lalo, Patrick, Jeff, and Zool, and you just want to say, hey, I'm going to pledge $20 just because. We'll take that $20.
If somebody pledges at the $1,000 level, I will shave my beard.
Whoa. That's big.
That's a lot of shaving. Right,
just call the Bochara Power.
It's a big beard.
Call right now. 818-985-5735.
That's a big commercial.
I'm giving this money to support free speech and shaving Patrick's beard.
I got a really good pledge story. It's
sure.
A short pledge story, a very sweet one. I was in Vegas, and I was drunk with a fan who enjoyed my show. And he was buying me drinks. And then he was telling me how wealthy he was. He had a lot of money.
Oh,
yeah. And then he said, but he felt inadequate. And I said, well, you do some philanthropy work, right? And he was like, yeah, I have a scholarship at the university. And I give money to the homeless and to the hungry. But I just still feel inadequate. So I said, let me introduce you to the Ricky Skeeter Comedy Foundation. And then the guy liked that. We were drunk, so it was funnier. Okay. We were like 20 in. So we were on the floor laughing. Okay. And he was like, oh, that's funny. I said, I'm going to do that in front of a crowd, record it, and send it to you, and then ask you for a donation. And so I did. I recorded it. I sent it to him. And then he said, this seems like a sketchy investment. And then I replied, I never said investment. I said donation. Right? You're not getting any money back. Maybe a free DVD. That's it. Anyways, the guy
said, that's just the way we do it.
He didn't like PayPal, nothing on the internet. He said, give me your address. And so for like a couple weeks, I'm waiting for checking the mailbox, checking old school way. And he sent me $138.
Yeah, he's a big spender.
130. Yeah, yeah. This
man.
Wealthy guy. Pledge. Yeah, eased the inadequacy.
If you could match this this story that Ricky's get this sad yes. tale, $138. If you can call it.
No, it's great. I'm grateful for it. Thank you, investor.
Call 818-985-5735 to keep free speech alive, keep Bochismo alive on this station. And support this great radio station. 818-985-5735 is the number to call. And if you call at the sustaining level, $10 a month, $120 a year, which is not much. It's the price of a couple cups of coffee. We will send you a thank you gift, including this DVD by Gil Scott-Heron. And here's a clip.
I was wondering about our yesterdays and digging through the rubble. And to say the least, somebody went to a hell of a lot of trouble to make sure that when we looked things up, we wouldn't fare too well. And we would come up with totally unreliable pictures of ourselves. But I've compiled what few facts I could, I mean, such as they are, to see if we could find out a little bit of something. And this is what I got so far. First, white folks discovered Africa. They claimed it fair and square. Cecil Rhodes couldn't have been robbing nobody because, hell, there wasn't nobody there. And white folks brought all the civilization because there wasn't none around. How could the folks be civilized when wasn't nobody writing nothing down? And just to prove all of their suspicions, well, didn't take too long. They found out that there were whole tribes of people in plain sight running around with no clothes on. That's right. The men, the women, the young, and the old righteous folks covered their eyes. And no time was spent considering the environment. Hell no, this just wasn't civilized. And another piece of information they had, or at least this is what we were taught, is that unlike the civilized people of Europe, these tribal units actually fought. And yes, there were some crude implements, and yes, there was primitive art, and yes, they were masters of hunting and fishing, and courtesy came from the heart. And yes, there was love and medicine, religion, intertribal communication by drum, but no paper, no pencils, and no other utensils. And hell, these folks never even heard of a gun. And this is why the colonies came, to stabilize the land, because the Dark Continent had copper and gold, and the discoverers had themselves a plan. They would discover all the places with promise. You didn't need no titles and deeds. Then they would appoint people to make everything legal, to sanction the trickery and greed. And back in the jungle, when the natives got restless, they would call it guerrilla attack. And they would never describe that the folks finally got wise and decided that they would fight back. And still, we are victims of word games. Semantics is always a shit. Places once referred to as underdeveloped are now called mineral rich. And the game goes on eternally, unity kept just beyond reach. Egypt and Libya used to be in Africa. They've now been moved to the Middle East. There are examples galore, I assure you. But if interpreting were left up to me, I'd be sure every time folks knew this version wasn't mine, which is why it is called his story.
All right, here we go.
That's it. And that was a piece of black wax, Gil Scott Heron. It's a thank you gift at the sustaining level, $120. And we're joined by station manager Alan Menske. Welcome to the Poch Hour of Power.
Thank you, Patrick. You don't just get that. You get the audio interview with Gil Scott Heron, and you get a 2-CD set of the Maurice White interview, all for a $120 pledge. That's Gil Scott Heron, one of the great legendary figures, revolutionary figures in American music. 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK, $120 pledge. That is $10 a month. You can become a KPFK sustainer, and you can make sure, really, I think the best political talk show in the world remains on the airwaves here. The Pocho Hour of Power. I mean, this is the show that presaged, that was in advance of the form of podcasts. You know, a bunch of guys sitting around talking in the garage.
Right, I know,
we
man.
Put it on the airwaves here years ago.
And what now year? they're running with it all over the place.
I think 1931 it's been on.
It has been over 10 years.
Amazing.
Put it that much. And, I was a young man.
That's cool.
Yeah, we were all bachelors.
Yeah, it was before our first.
Now you
marriage.
Have a brood of
18 kids.
Yes, that's right.
This is why Latinos have surpassed whites as the most prolific breeders. I mean, biggest population.
We should win at everything. We just don't vote for each other.
we should
win at everything.
Like demographic wise, the thing we have to do is the get out the vote campaign for Latinos. That's the main thing. But right now we need sustaining members.
Yes, we do.
For people voting for money.
$5 a month, sustaining members. You can get any of the $50 premiums, which includes either the Maurice White or Gil Scott Heron audio interview. This show, the Freestyle and Old School Festival, Sir Mix-a-Lot, and the return of Vanilla Ice. Is that for real?
Yep. Mm-hmm. He's making a comeback.
The ice has melted.
Wow.
Okay, so, and then also, there are these other events. Again, we have the Latino Comedy Night, right? That's also a $50 pledge, correct?
Yes.
With Rick, and then the other ones down at the bottom.
Well, it was $50 for a pair of Black House Theater tickets, but I'm not sure if they're gone already.
Yeah, they're gone.
They're gone. They're long gone.
Oh,
they're
there we go. Gone. Okay, that's gone. But look, $10 a month, you get the Gil Scott Heron DVD. You have the Gil Scott-Heron audio interview and the Maurice White interview. Both of those are only available here, folks. That's $10 a month. $50 a month, again, there's a whole set of different things you can pick up. You can get tickets to see Rick here doing his comedy and Latino Comedy Night. You got the Freestyle and Old School Festival, or you could get the Maurice White or the Gil Scott-Heron audio interview. And that can be like $5 a month, be a sustainer. That's $60 a year. You can always pick up the $50 premium level thank you gifts if you pledge at that level. But call, most importantly, keep the Pocho Hour of Power on the air. Again, as due to demographic shifts in the society, this is pretty much going to be the place that people have to come if they want to win the presidency.
Yes,
the
they're going to come on our show. Yeah, and we want 50% Latino shows across the board on television, radio, and film.
Sure.
To match our demographic numbers.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
You back me on that, Rick?
Oh, you bet. You bet. I mean.
How about one show?
Rick, you don't seem too excited about that.
Well, he's right. I didn't want to push the button too much that route, that direction. But if you look at every talent agency for comedians, their roster is like not one Latino or maybe one.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe half of one.
Yeah,
there's not a whole lot. So there's a whole lot of everything else. I don't know. I don't know why. But we need to get more.
Our
and really
up.
What it is, it's our fans. Our fans need to come out and need to support us. And you need to be a family again.
That's
come
right.
together, everybody. Doesn't matter if you're Salvadorian, Ecuadorian, Colombian, Guatemalan, Honduran. Just come together.
Or a Latinophile, person or just Latino lover, neighbor, friend.
Exactly.
But we're all a great community. And we need your support in everything, including here on the Pocho Hour Power. And we want everyone to pick up the phone and call and become a $10 a month sustaining member. 818-985-5735 is the number to call.
Or a $5 sustaining member, which, again, you get other great thank you gifts. 818-985-5735. Or call in if you can just pledge $25. You get a KPFK bumper sticker. At the $50 level, you get a KPFK t-shirt. But again, we got all these other thank you gifts at the $50 level. The most important thing is to keep the Pocho Hour of Power on the air here
yes.
at KPFK.
Yeah.
818-985-5735. We're going to go to another clip now from the great Gil Scott-Heron.
Yeah.
See, this used to be a country where everybody looked forward to tomorrow. And all of a sudden, it became the way we were and the summer of 42 and them good old days, them good old boys, them good old days, them good old boys. And all it proved is that America was not ready to deal with today. They were looking for one of their cinema heroes from the 30s or the 40s to run up and save everything at the last minute. Because somebody always came to save America at the last minute. Bottom of the ninth, two outs, two stacks, nobody on base, down by 10, don't worry. Somebody will come to save America. Especially in B-movies. You see, when I used to go to a movie as a young man, there was always two of them. There was the one that you was paying your money to see, and then there was the second one, which was like a B-movie. This was the one that Reagan was usually in. And it would either be like an old burner or one of them tremendously patriotic flicks or something with the monkey. Yeah, the monkey was all right. The monkey was cool. But what happened is that America looked back for someone from the 30s or 40s. They were actually looking for someone like John Wayne. But John Wayne was no longer available, and so they had to settle for Ronald the Reagan. And it has given us all the feeling that we are somehow being cast as supporting or non-supporting characters in a B-movie. That'll be all right. Come with us back to those inglorious days before heroes were zeros, before fair was square, when the cavalry came straight away and all American men were like Hemingway, to the days of the wondrous B-movie. The producer, underwritten by all the millionaires necessary, will be Casper, the defensive Weinberger. No more animated a choice available. The director will be Attila the Hague, frantically running around declaring himself in charge and in control, the ultimate realization of the inmates taking over at the asylum. The screenplay will be from a book called Voodoo Economics by George Papadoc Bush. A special introduction by David, the Trojan Horse, Stockman. The theme song of the American military, Macho, Macho.
Macho, macho man, to the left, your left,
special hour of power right here on KPFK. You know, we didn't get an opportunity, Alan, you know, Jeff, to get to the Gil Scott-Heron interview that I did. And I want people just to hear a little bit of it. This is a part of the three-pack, which we're offering for a $120 pledge. This goes along with the Gil Scott-Heron DVD in black wax. But listen to it. Can you bring that up a little bit, D'Angelo? This is the interview with Gil Scott-Heron.
Of course, you know about Gil Scott-Heron. For years, he's been dropping knowledge about what's going on in the world and conscious about what's going on, you know, in your community. And, of course, great songs like Let Me See Your ID, Angel Dust, which was big in the Chicano community, and Better Days. Did you hear what they said? We're sitting here with Gil Scott. How you doing, Gil?
I'm doing good, Gary. I'm really glad to be out here again. Like, this is a whole lot better than that snow and stuff they had back east. It chased me over here every winter.
Man, what's it like?
Yeah, that's an hour interview with Gil Scott-Heron, audio interview. Talks about his music, his life, and he introduces songs. And also, let's go to CD3.
Motion came from
Maurice
same
White.
Place Head to the Sky came from. Head to the Sky was first, and then I eventually wrote Devotion. I was just sitting at the piano, and the chords came to me, and I just wrote a song off of it.
Once again, that's Maurice White, and we just lost him 2 weeks ago. You get that two-CD set interview with Maurice White along with the Gil Scott-Heron CD interview and the CD DVD Gil Scott-Heron Black Wax on DVD for a $120 pledge.
Yes, and we are being told that we have got to make another $250 right now, or what is it? Esteban Zuhl is going to be called back to heaven.
Yeah,
right?
No, he's yes. Called back to Aslan permanently. He will not be available to us unless we can make that $250 level.
So that's you out there listening. Maybe it's 10 of you at the $25 level who just love the Pocho Hour of Power, who love listening to it every Friday here at 4 p.m. at KPFK, one of the foundations of this great community radio station, and it is a fantastic community radio show. It is absolutely a model Pacifica show. It has its roots in the community. It discusses the big issues of the day. And, yes, there are moments of levity. 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. And as a thank you gift for a $50 pledge, historic interview available no other place with the great Gil Scott-Heron, one of the most important radical revolutionary musicians in American history, one of the great sort of generation before hip-hop, great inspiration to thousands upon thousands and millions upon millions of hip-hop artists and fans around the world. That's a $50 pledge. The DVD about Gil Scott-Heron, $120, and it comes along with the interview with Gil Scott-Heron, as well as the interview with Maurice White of Earth, Wind, and Fire. That is both of those interviews available no other place. But, folks, we need to see the phone lines light up. 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. Now, look, Esteban can't be here. Esteban is the great fundraiser of the Pocho Hour of Power.
Yeah.
His soul is in mortal danger, folks, and we need you to call right now. 818-985-5735, 818. You know, that works when Billy Graham says, you know,
100 foot Jesus.
God will call him back.
Like, yeah, like
the money magically appears.
$20 million suddenly appears.
El Chapo is calling for Esteban Zuhl, and he will keep him. We've received a pinky finger, and
it was definitely Esteban's.
That's what that was. It was Esteban's. 818-985-5735. Let's get the rest of Esteban back here from Mexico. 818-985-5735.
Guys, we got to wrap up. You out there listening right now, I please.